Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Tikshnani. Today, we're going to be talking about small caps, which are resistant to almost any external shock. Whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a new Nickelback album, these stocks will march to the drum of any beat. Joining me on the show today is Ben Clark from TMS and Victor Gomes from Eiger Capital. Victor, let's start off with you. Appen needs no introduction. Buy, hold, sell.
It's a buy for us. We like the business. We like the place it has in that whole ecosystem. There are some major mega trends here that are driving opportunity for Appen. It's in an arms race. Well, its customers are in an arms race for AI and machine learning. It's supplying the shovels and the picks, the annotation data, labeling, the language relevance. There is customer concentration. We acknowledge that. But the growth profile is so strong over the next 5 years, we're very supportive of.
Ben, it's only on a forward PE of 73 times earning. Pays a small dividend when a lot of tech stocks don't. Stock prices hold up really well. Buy, hold, sell.
It's a hold for me. We've owned the business for a number of years now, and I completely agree with Victor there. The demand for data is going to continue to go exponential. It's also more, the quality of the data is becoming a much more imperative for the bigger clients out there, which will be good for Appen. The Figure Eight acquisition, which had some wobbles in its early days, is now looking really good for them, and it's moving them into sight and diversifying the business. For me, though, it's just the multiple expansion we've seen over the last 12 months is fairly extraordinary. There hasn't been an upgrade really this year from Appen. So for valuation reasons, I'd have it at a hold, but it's a great business otherwise.
Okay. Staying with you, Cleanaway Waste, an essential service, pays a reasonable dividend, buy, hold, sell.
I'd be a buy on Cleanaway. Very defensive earnings. I think less than 10% of the earnings come from corporates, which is a big tick at the moment. The management have done a great job vertically integrating the business. They've had some remediation costs that they've had to be wearing over the last few years, which will drop off going forward. So that's going to drop nicely down to the bottom line. So I think it's a buy.
Okay. Victor, is this stock in your portfolio or in your recycling bin? Buy, hold, sell.
It used to be in our portfolio. We have owned it. We don't own it today, even though we can own mid caps, and it's a mid cap. I agree with Ben. It's very well managed. There's that sort of that ballast of the municipal contracts that are just very defensive. It doesn't have the same exposure that the other major player does to commercial, industrial, and to demolition construction. Probably the only thing keeping me out of it is the valuation. It just doesn't have enough growth for me to justify the valuation. And I can't make it stack up on, I forecast the cash flows, and the growth just doesn't justify it. So that's the thing holding me back.
Okay, so you're a hold?
I'm a hold.
Next stock is Hub24, a tech stock that doesn't get a lot of attention. Buy, hold, sell.
Look, I'm a hold, hold to a sell. I think the valuation is the major part there again. There's some structural tailwinds there. The shift to these new platforms, the legacy platforms have rested on their laurels. They haven't invested in their technology. They've allowed these new guys to come in and steal the share. And Hub has done very well out of it. I think it's priced very finely. And that's the thing that really makes me think long and hard. If it was cheaper, I'd be happy to buy it.
What do you reckon, Ben? Buy, hold, sell on Hub?
I'm ditto. Hold to a sell. The farm growth that they've had this year has been extraordinary. There's a huge structural change happening in financial services, and it's how rapidly that's happening is quite amazing. Clearview are going to be migrating onto their platform this year, so they're going to have another great year this year. There is a bit of margin pressure in these businesses. There's more competition between Netwealth and Hub and a couple of other players. It's just the valuation. You're paying 50 times for this business. It has, the share price has been very volatile despite, you know, how consistent the earnings growth has been. So I think there'll be better times to look at it.
Okay. So that time of the episode where our guests reveal their two secret pandemic resistant stocks. Ben, what have you got for me today?
I'm going to go for Audinate, which has just done a raising. This is the globally number one player in digital media networking. So they supply a lot of the hardware and software that is needed for it. They have been hit by COVID, but they raised about $30 million recently. And what they're going to be doing using those funds for is R&D to develop new products that is going to benefit the COVID environment. So that's helping their customers deal with employees working remotely, customers buying remotely, online learning. They've got 50-odd million in cash on the balance sheet. They're EBITDA positive, great management team, and they're growing 8 times faster than their nearest competitor. Truly a great business.
Okay. Victor, what's your pandemic-proof stock that you've brought us today?
Sure. My stock is Elders. We like Elders. We own it in the portfolio. It's obviously an agricultural rural services company. It's got a patchy history, but actually the recent history of the company is actually very strong. Management team are very good. They've done a great job. Returns on capital, which is a franchise factor we focus on, is actually very attractive. And the rural sector is really booming. You may have noticed it keeps raining in Sydney and it's raining in a lot of places. So farmers have a smile on their face. Anecdotes about real estate prices in regional rural areas, very strong. It's just got a bit of a tailwind. COVID hasn't impacted regional areas and farming community. They're isolated by nature. So it's been a bit of a safe haven there. And I think it's got a really good sort of next 2-3 years at the very least. And the valuation is very attractive.
Okay. Well, if you think big caps are the only stocks that are defensive, think again, because there's plenty of resilient business models in the world of small caps.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.